traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Well, another day with hot temperatures today. We officially hit 94 yesterday at the International Airport, so missed the record high by just 2 degrees, but it's the hottest day of the year so far, and we're going to challenge record high temperatures this afternoon in the mid-90s. The record is 96 again, this time set back in 1962. But there are some changes on the horizon, as we've been talking about all week long. First thing to watch will be some heavy showers and thunderstorms that will develop across Georgia this afternoon. In fact, already there's some this morning. There may be and will likely be some severe weather. Now, while the majority of the energy with this system and the majority of the rain and storms will stay north of the Florida-Georgia border, a couple of those storms by 5 or 6 p.m. should be at least approaching the Florida-Georgia border. So anybody with travel plans or maybe a commute that takes you north on I-95 to near and north of the Florida-Georgia border, beware and up to date for the storm potential late this afternoon. And then cooler air pushed out by those storms may trigger an evening shower or thunderstorm across parts of Baker, Nassau, and Duval County in particular. And any of those could be heavy. It's just they look to be pretty spotty. The more south you live, less chance for rain. So once we get south of I-10, and especially near and south of Highway 16, it's just simply another hot and dry day. So we'll look for that complex of thunderstorms and how it behaves and how it moves across Georgia today. And then more importantly, and what we've been talking about all week long, is the cool front for tomorrow. Now, still, it will be a very warm and humid day, but there will be some showers and a few thunderstorms developing. There is the chance for a morning shower or thunderstorm, but the best chance will be midday and into the afternoon and evening. Still looking at temperatures reaching the upper 80s, depending on the exact timing of any rain. It could even reach the low 90s in spots. And then that front will roll through the area Friday night, still a shower storm into Friday evening, then clearing skies late, and it sets us up for just one beautiful weekend. I mean, we're lucking out here. Will be between storm systems. It's not going to be at all hot, as temperatures will reach the low to mid-80s each day, Saturday and Sunday, near where we ought to be this time of year, even maybe a little bit below average. And nighttime lows, especially Saturday night, rather, will dip into the 50s. So it's a chance to open up the windows again. You thought maybe you'd be done, right? Well, let Mother Nature help out a little bit with those energy bills, especially with the air conditioning, but also with this rain. Offers some hope with reclaimed water, of course, costing you an arm and a leg. So that's good news, and it is kind of a one-shot deal for Friday and Friday night and anything that would happen to develop very late this afternoon or this evening. In other words, we're not looking at a lot of rain in most cases, but at least some for most spots. Locally, though, it will be heavy, and there is a risk for a strong storm, even isolated severe storm, so we'll keep you up to date, of course, through very late this afternoon, this evening, and then through the day tomorrow. But there are still higher rain chances as we get into next week. That's when we could get some true soakers, and so that's some good news, and it'll also have a tendency to generally keep temperatures in check, although it will still be plenty humid. And, of course, still the temperature's warm, but we're getting to that time of year when cool fronts just don't cool us that much typically, at least for not very long. So count your blessings with this one coming through Friday night, just in time for the weekend, which is always busy, of course, but it's Mother's Day weekend, right? So Mother's Day looks nice, partly sunny skies, 50s in the morning, 80 to 85 in the afternoon. Clouds will start to thicken by late afternoon, and rain chances then go up by Monday. It should continue at least into Tuesday. There will likely be multiple opportunities for rain next week. And then Saturday evening is the George Strait concert, second weekend in a row with Everbank Stadium busy and full of folks, and looks just fine. Fair skies during the evening, temperatures dropping through the 70s into the 60s. You may even want a light jacket, perhaps, for Saturday night. With all your weather all the time, stay cool. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish of the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.